The Orange County Commissioners are set to hold a work session as they deliberate and finalize the county government's budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Among the projects expected to be allocated funding for is an expansion of the Orange County campus of Durham Technical Community College. Their campus in Hillsborough is currently a single building, but there is a bigger vision in mind for that space now. And joining me in the studio today to talk about this project and talk about tomorrow night's upcoming work session is J.B. Buxton, the president of Durham Tech. JB, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Brighton, thank you.
It is an exciting time at Durham Tech. Lots of changes, and your presidency is part of that. I guess you've been there about a year now, a little bit less than
just
a year.
Just about.
Yeah,
July.
Yeah,
July.
Yeah. So, and this is something that has been on a lot of people's radar at Durham Tech for a while. But for those who might not know about the Orange County campus as it currently stands, or maybe have never visited, can you share to our audience what that looks like, what it offers to students?
Sure. Well, we've got a single building out there, as you've said. It's about 40,000 square feet and a couple floors of classrooms. We do a lot of work in the healthcare pathway, and so nurses and nurses' aides, and we also do emergency medical technicians. We also do some work in university transfer. So we have high school students taking kind of lab courses out there, and we also do some work with law enforcement and some work that we're looking to do in areas like skilled trades and IT, but that's going to take a second building to accomplish.
Yeah, and so lots of uses for it. It only happens in, I think, about 22 classrooms or so. So an expansion could be pretty helpful in terms of furthering that, as you mentioned. The county commissioners are expected to, or in initial discussions, they were talking about $25 million from the county end on this project for that expansions. And they have already been talking about this for the last few months. Indications earlier this year were that the project would be getting funding during this budget discussion, and it gave the school some time to get designs and plans for that rolling. How is that planning process going? Are there any like known entities right now that Durham Tech wants to add to that Orange County campus?
The planning has been going great. We were fortunate to have the county commissioners back in the fall of 2020 decide to accelerate this project. And so they moved it into a planning phase last year, put about $1 million into that planning phase. We've been then doing that work, not just looking at what the building might look like, but talking to local employers about what is needed. And we're trying to make sure we are demand driven and what the facility will offer. And so we've had excellent sessions with local employers about the kind of needs. And the current plans have us building a second building that'll be focused specifically on healthcare. And so it'll allow us to really expand capacity in healthcare. You know, UNC Health Hillsborough Hospital is right across the campus, and their needs are just mushrooming right now. But places like UNC Health not only have needs in healthcare, think nurses, medical assistants, and the like, but also in things like skilled trades, HVAC and industrial systems and IT, information technology. We also heard from a lot of other employers across the county about those needs in skilled trades and information technology. And so the second building would give us a chance to focus that building on healthcare and then repurpose our existing building to add skilled trades and IT to pathways we don't currently offer there and put the kind of equipment we need in that building. So it's a major capacity boost for this region.
We're speaking with J.B. Buxton, the president of Durham Technical Community College. Their website, durhamtech.edu, the place to go to learn more about what they offer, learn about the Orange County campus. And as you mentioned, President Buxton, this project has been discussed for a while and then got accelerated this fall. It comes at a time when there's major interest, growing interest in community colleges and what they have to offer in terms of that education path. Thanks to the pandemic, and there were certainly signs that that was happening before then too, but what has the Durham Tech community specifically experienced in the last year in that regard, and how has the county commissioners kind of expedition of this this expansion of the campus going to be helping that experience?
Well, I want to be clear. County Commission has talked about this for a lot of years, and I think for many years they've recognized that they needed to have this in the capital plan and make this expansion to increase capacity in key areas. I think what became different as we hit the pandemic was the way in which the nature of the economy has shifted in areas that are seeing just incredible growth right now. So if you look at our region, healthcare, expansive growth, IT and skilled trades, expansive growth. And so the opportunities both for that continue for someone who obtains contains a four-year degree, a bachelor's, but also the increasing opportunities for someone with less than that four-year degree. So whether it's an associate's, a diploma, a credential, are just growing. And I think everyone recognizes that we're in a moment right now where people have the chance, if they get the skills and training they need, to move into jobs and sectors that offer them real livable wages, opportunities to support families, but also to grow in their economic opportunities. Orange County certainly has that, and this is a facility that's going to meet that moment.
It's a big moment, as you said, thanks to the pandemic, but of course, looking forward to, there's always interest in terms of finding different ways to get your education, look to try and save money as student loans, obviously a huge conversation for young adults and students, and the Orange County community, a great place to tap into because there are so many resources that Durham Tech already works with and so many resources too on that level. How do you believe having a campus expansion could help Durham Tech create even more of a footprint in the Orange County community?
Well, what I'd like to say, it's really going to help Orange County residents and Orange County employers, and we want to be a part of that partnership with county commissioners and the whole community. What you're going to have is the opportunity not to have to go to Alamance or our Durham County campus or Durham County facilities, but have your courses right in your backyard in Orange County if you're an Orange County resident. We can only do so much in the current facility. And what we're looking at adding are courses that just take in-person training. Folks who are preparing to be nurses or medical assistants, folks who are working on IT equipment, folks doing skilled trades. We can't do that online. And so while we are expanding our online offerings in areas that allow people to get that associates on an accelerated time frame at an affordable rate, in areas like university transfer or associate's degrees, these areas in healthcare, IT skilled trades are ones you got to be doing in person. And that's what we want to do at this facility.
So assuming that things go pretty smoothly Tuesday night from y'all's end and in terms of the county commissioners discussing this allocation, what is the timeline for an expansion of the Orange County campus for Durham Tech?
We went through planning this past year. We are now prepared to move into that construction phase. And so the budget would allocate resource dollars this year, 2021-22, and next year to build out the building so that we could complete it by 2024 and begin offering classes. So in a lot of ways, the needs are immediate. We're hearing from folks like UNC Health, we need this now. We're hearing from the Chapel Hill Carrboro and Hillsborough Orange County Chambers and their members, we need these expanded education and training capacity now. This is, I think, the appropriate acceleration by the county commissioners to get this in place so by 2024 we can really increase the capacity and the opportunities for Orange County residents.
We're speaking with J.B. Buxton, the president of Durham Tech. DurhamTech.edu, their website to go to for everything that is happening on their campuses, both in Orange County and in Durham County. And President Buxton, we've got to begin wrapping up our conversation, but any other things happening around the Durham Tech community you want to take a moment to highlight or anything else that you think our listeners should know heading into the county commissioner's work session on Tuesday?
Well, I think it's important that you understand what a great opportunity is sitting in front of this county and the larger region. I mean, the jobs in the region, whether people want to get their four-year degree, start with us and move into a university transfer, or get an associate's or a credential or certificate, the opportunities for good jobs are really mushrooming. And we want to be a route to that for individuals. I think if it's important to you to communicate with your county commissioners about the importance of this and the opportunities for you, you ought to do that. But I'm optimistic we'll see the county commissioners stay on track and we'll be ready in 2024 to open a great facility to serve this county.
And how are things going elsewise at Durham Tech? I imagine looking ahead to the fall semester, lots of things happening there as we continue to kind of recover and move into a new normal from the COVID-19 pandemic.
We are all excited to have more students back on campus. I can speak for instructors and staff and administrators. We are ready for more students to be on campus. We're ready to support people in the ways they need to be supported. The pandemic's been tough in that way. And while online has been a great bridge and we'll continue to provide some online, we have a lot of courses that need to be in person. We have a lot of students who want to be in person and have that college experience, and we're excited about what 2021 in the fall is going to look like.
Well, if you want to check out what they have to offer, head to durhamtech.edu. And if you want to tune in for that Board of Orange County Commissioners work session tomorrow night, head to their website, orangecountync.gov. President J.B. Buxton, thanks so much for stopping by and taking the time.
Thank you very much to 97.9.